A lot of people say they don't read the Bible because they don't understand it. And as a Christian, I feel like it's my duty to explain it to you. Welcome to the Ghetto Bible Tales. I'm your host, Jerrica. And here at the Ghetto Bible Tales, we retell Bible stories and discuss biblical themes in a comical yet understandable way. We're going to laugh, but we're going to learn too. So strap on your seatbelt, pop yourself some popcorn, and let's do this. Y'all, it's your girl Jerrica, and I am back with yet another Ghetto Bible Tale. Today, we're going to be talking about the Tower of Babel. So get ready for that one. Before we can get into our story, if you're new to this channel and you've never watched any Ghetto Bible Tale video, then let me introduce y'all to the rules of context. Now, I do have a video that goes into more detail about the rules of context and how to read the Bible. I will link that video in the description box. But I'm going to run through the rules of context really fast, and then we're going to get to our story. Rule number one of context is language. The Bible wasn't originally written in English, so think about that, okay? Rule number two is history and culture. The Bible is ancient Israel culture. Do not make the mistake of applying your modern day culture to the Bible. The rules are different. It will not work. The third rule of context is reading the Bible as a whole. Please do not cut the Bible in bits and pieces, taking verses from here and there to support your agenda. Just read the Bible. Take it as it is at face value from beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation. The final rule of context is the Holy Spirit. Please, 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 I cannot stress this enough. Talk to the Lord your God. Pray to him and ask him to bestow his Holy Spirit upon you so that it can teach you and give you understanding of this Bible. Once you gain an understanding of the rules of context, we can proceed on in our story. The story of the Tower of Babel happens in the book of Genesis. Chapter 11, it is very short. It's only 9 verses. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. So at this point, this is after the flood with Noah. So Noah and his family are beginning to repopulate the world. At this time, there is only one language worldwide. Everybody's speaking the same languages. They went to, this is all after the flood, like I said, in... God had told them to be fruitful and multiply. And so they go to the land of Shinar is at the bottom of the screen. This land eventually becomes Babylon. But they go there and they build a city. And while they're building the city, they also decide to build a tower that will reach to the heavens so that they could make a name for themselves and that they won't be scattered around the earth again. So this is a reference to Great Flood. These people, you know, God had told them to be fruitful and multiply, but they didn't want to be killed like their ancestors. So they thought if they built a tower that reached into the heavens, no amount of water was going to be able to come through and flood them and have them all killed and scattered among the world ever again. This was deliberately disobedient, because for one, God told y'all to be fruitful and multiply, which meant go out around all the earth and have children. Spread your loins is what God told them to do. And also, the building of this tower was calling God a liar, because after the flood, God said that he wouldn't do that again. He would never wipe the earth clean using water again. Next time it's going to be fire. But that's besides the point. He made the promise that he was never going to flood the earth like that again. So, excuse me. So the building of this tower was not only disobedient, but a slap in the face to God, because you're essentially calling him a liar. But anyway, they decide to move to that city. They was going to build this great city, and they weren't going to leave this city. Like, they decided that they was going to stay in this city in order to protect themselves from any bad weather or strange rain waters. They were going to build a tower that reached to heaven. Now, I don't know about other people, but initially when I was younger and I first heard this story, I thought that they were trying to build a tower to heaven, to go to heaven to see God. I don't know what gave me that impression as a kid when I read this, but that's initially what I thought. It wasn't until recent, when I was studying and reading, that I realized that they were not trying to get to heaven, that they were trying to avoid floodwaters. So they built a tower that could reach to the heavens. So basically they built a skyscraper. They built a skyscraper so that they could avoid death by water. And this was very prideful of them. First of all, that you disobeyed God and you called him a liar. But third of all, that you think that something you made could stop him. God could knock the tower down with a wind, honey, and then you still be in the water. So, I mean, it was like, it was in vain, but I mean, I guess to each his own. So, anyway, God comes down to the city. Scholars believe that he came down in the form of a man. And I honestly think that God does this sometimes. He does this. He did that in the form of Jesus, but also within the Old Testament, whenever you saw the angel of the Lord, that was the body form of the Holy Trinity. And you could tell that it was, because people would always bow to it. Like, there was a stark contrast between a regular angel and this angel of the Lord. Nobody bowed to regular angels, but people bow to this one. So I'm assuming, and Abraham offered sacrifice to the angel of the Lord, which tells me that the angel of the Lord is the body of the Holy Trinity, because y'all know the Holy Trinity has three parts, which maybe one day I will address the Holy Trinity in detail. But the Holy Trinity is basically three parts of God operating separately but within the same will. But anyway, God comes to the city. It is believed that he came in his body form, in the flesh form. So, you know, he just look over the city and shake his head like, he was disappointed because the people were moving and acting as one, but in a malicious manner. They were doing the opposite of what he wanted them to do. He would have rather they were obedient and moving as one at doing that, but they didn't. So the Holy Trinity has a meeting.
So what we gonna do about this, about these folks?
What if we confuse the language?
Nah.
What if I make it where they can't understand each other?
That's a good idea.
But I just said.
And that's the end. But basically, God wanted them to repopulate the earth. Because like I said, this was after the great flood. They're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. But they decided that they were going to build up this city and stay in this city and not go anywhere because they didn't want to be scattered abroad the earth, even though God told them to be fruitful and multiply. So God said, in order for me to make these people be obedient, I'm going to have to confuse them. So, you know, he strikes them with confusion. So now nobody can understand what the other is saying, but those who could understand each other went their separate ways, and then boom, now we have all these different nations and countries and et cetera, et cetera. This goes back to when people say that God only came for one set of people. Y'all, we are all one. And I'm saying it as black people, white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, Indian people, Native American. We are all one. We all started out as one nation. We are all one nation under God. As long as you choose God, God choose you. Okay? I hate seeing that stupid argument about God only came for a certain set of people. God only gonna save the Israelites. God only gonna save the black people. God only gonna save the white people. That's stupid. This right here goes to show you that everybody was one nation. The only reason that the nations went separate ways and they split was because God wanted them to be fruitful and multiply, and they refused. So everybody went their separate ways when they spoke all these different languages. And once you went your separate ways and they went to the separate regions, your color, your body, your skin tone, everything starts to adapt to its surroundings. So people went off to Asia. Some people went off to Europe. Some people went off to wherever. But whatever their language was, they went to that place. Your skin tone, your everything adapted to your living situation. And boom, now we got different colors. We got different nations. We got different people. But we are all still humans. And we are all one human nation under God. Nobody is better than anybody. Nobody is less than anybody. We are all on that same level playing field to God. God loves each and every one of us equally. He don't love me no more than he loves you. And I just hate that argument of God only coming back for one set of people. That don't even make sense. Because if you believe that God could come back for one set of people, then you sit up here calling him a liar. And I know for a fact that my God is not a liar. But anyway, y'all, that's the story of the Tower of Babel. But you do not have to take my word for it. You can turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 11 and read verses 1 through 9. Preferably, I think you should start from the beginning and of Genesis. Don't start at chapter 11. Go all the way back to the beginning so you will know and understand the context, everything that is going on. Thank y'all for watching this video. Please like, comment, and subscribe to my channel. Please go to GhettoBibleTales.com. Sign up for that mailing list. You can also go to the request page and request a topic or ask a question that you would like for me to answer. Once again, I thank y'all for watching this video. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And until next time, deuces. All Ghetto Bible Tale episodes are posted on YouTube simultaneously in video format. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow the show on all social media at Ghetto Bible Tales. Head on over to GhettoBibleTales.com and you can sign up for the mailing list so that you can be notified of updates and other things. You can also request topics or stories that you'd like for me to discuss on the show. Once again, I'm your host, Jerrica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tales. New episodes are posted every Wednesday and every Sunday.